Tonight, Maulana Abbas will speak a little bit in Urdu, followed by a speech in English. And also, as promised, the flag from the Shrine of Hazrat Abbas alayhi salam is on its way. The brothers are bringing it in from Sacramento, so right after the majlis, we will display that, for ziyarat, inshallah. And also programming for next week, we will have Maulana Nafis, Sayyid Nafis Hadar Taqawi, who will be coming over here and speaking in Urdu. And we also have English program simultaneously. And for English, we have Maulana Brother Salim Yusuf Ali, who will be speaking next week. So next week, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, we will continue the majalis. Urdu, Maulana Sayyid Nafis Hadar Taqawi. And for English, we have Brother Salim Yusuf Ali. And also a couple more announcements. You've seen the list that's posted out in the lobby. If you would like to sponsor a majlis, we have majalis going on from Thursday through Saturday of every week. And then we will have continuous majalis for Arba'in also, all the way until the 9th of Rabi al-Awwal, inshallah. So please come forward and sponsor a portion of the majlis or an entire day if you would like to do so. And there's also cans posted out, or actually there's cans placed in the lobby, which we're collecting food for the needy all the way until Arba'in, inshallah. And the things that you can bring in are non-perishable food items like, fruit juices, cereal boxes, canned food items, anything else that that are non-perishable and you would like to donate, please bring them in until Arba'in, inshallah. And now I would like to request Maulana Mirza Abbas to come in and recite the majlis. Please come forward with a loud salawat so that we are close by to the member. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله أوله بلا أول كان قبله وآخره بلا آخر يكون بعد والذي قصرت عن رؤيته أبصار الناظرين وأجزت عن نعته أوهام الواصفين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا حبيبنا وطبيب نفوسنا أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين بالقاسم محمد وعلى الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المظلومين سيما بقية الله العظم بقية الله خير لكم إن كنتم مؤمنين ولعنة الدائم على أعدائهم وغاصب حقوقهم ومنكر فضائلهم ومناقبهم أجمعين من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين أما بعد عزم الله أجورنا وأجوركم والسلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله Third night of discussion and we have to wrap it up tonight and come to a conclusion of the discussions that we've been having. However, there was a request by the brothers in relation to the historic development of the institution of Marjaiyat. Unfortunately, time didn't really permit it, which I apologize. And inshallah, if Allah give me tawfiq, then my next visit, I will make sure that I will prepare these slides and we'll have a presentation on it. For the first night, we pointed out to the reality of spirit that resides with us, that is with us. What is this quality? What is spirit? And we said that it is that very spirit, وَنَفَقْتُ فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِ. It is that very spirit of the Lord that is with us. But we are so unfortunate that such a great being, such a great existence is with us and we do not benefit of it. However, we have sense of realization of the spirit, and that sense of realization is those things that we really want in our life. Where does it come from? We want money, we want to be rich, we want to be honorable in the society. All of these qualities, where does it come from? We want money for what? We want money in order to have power. We want money in order to have freedom. The quality of freedom, the quality of power, the quality of izzah, honor, being honorable. The quality of hating zulm, the quality of being kind, the quality of doing good. All of these qualities are nothing but the qualities of the spirit. However, some people do achieve these qualities by the accumulation of wealth, not by accumulating this wealth, accumulation of wealth not in the right way, meaning that not the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants him to achieve. True haram means, to put it in one word. So when a person accumulates that, he might be achieving that quality of being honorable in the society, but it will not last long. Where is the honor of Bani Umayyah today? But we have the honor of Bani Hashim today. Because the way they have accumulated honor is by the power which they had. The way they have accumulated the power was not from the halal means. That is why it vanished. It doesn't remain. So a spirit, a soul that accumulates honor, that accumulates power, that accumulates freedom on the basis of the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants, on the basis of the commandments, on the basis of that spirit guiding us, then that remains with us. So it requires a journey from our bait, from our house, from our body. We need to be considered as muhajir, as a traveler, towards Allah, towards Rasul. And when we do that, and while doing so, when we leave our house, when we leave our desire, while doing so, we will be able to understand death, or we will taste death. This dying of ours is not the dying, but it's the dying before dying, mata anta qablu mutu, which the Prophet has said. That a soul lives, but at the same time, his self, his khud, doesn't remain. Whatsoever remains is nothing but Allah. That is the ajr itself. Allah is the ajr itself. Where he annihilates in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once he does that, then he is able to see the reality the way it is. And the reality the way it is, we will understand from the word of Amirul Mumineen Ali ibn Abi Talib. Who says that, مَا رَأَيْتُ شَيْئًا إِلَّا وَرَأَيْتُ اللَّهَ مَاءَهُ وَفِيهِ وَقَبْلَهُ وَبَعْدَهُ. That I haven't seen a thing illa ra'aytu Allah, until I saw Allah. Ma'ahu, with that thing, with that shay that I'm seeing Allah with it. Inside of it, wafihi, I'm seeing Allah. Wa qablihi, before that, I see Allah. After that, I see Allah. So when a person comes to that understanding, when a person annihilates in Allah, then he speaks this way. Abu Bashir was quite upset and he came to our sixth Imam, Imam Jafar al-Sadiq alayhi salam. And he says that Sufis are of the belief that on the day of judgment that you will see Allah. Then he thought Imam Jafar al-Sadiq will say that, what are you talking about? But Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says that, what are they talking about? You don't see Allah there, you see Allah here. Isn't not that because of Allah that I see you? Before I see anything, I see Allah. Without His existence, without His Noor, Allahu Noor Samawat wal Arsh. Without the Noor of Allah, can I see anything? So we don't really have to wait till the Day of Judgment that where we see Allah. مَا رَعَيْتُ شَيْئًا إِلَّا اللَّهِ فِيهِ وَقَبْلَهُ وَبَعْدَهُ. That's what Amir al-Mu'mineen say. So therefore it requires that journey that a person should take. And when he begins, when the advent starts on this journey, when he embarks upon it, we pointed out to certain stages of these journeys, certain stations. Initially these stations are in a state of a hal. Initially these stations are acquired in a state form. There is a difference between a station and a hal and a state. The state of the nafs, which is called hal. And for example, in relation to the station of itminan, in relation to the stage of iman, or in relation to the station of ilm, or in relation to the station of last, which is mushahidat. Now, just to explain to our youngsters, what is state and what is a station. State means hal in Urdu, in Farsi, in Arabic as well, under hal. For example, it happens so that we have seen our elderly ones, when the name of Hussein is taken, tears started to flow in their eyes. But for us, we really have to go through the episode of Karbala to really bring that tears into our eyes. So we bring that tears into our eyes for a moment of period. That is hal. That is a state of mind. That is a state of closeness to Hussein that we achieve and we cry. But as this practice continues, it becomes a station. We remain on that place. When the name of Hussein is taken, a person starts to cry. Because he's already on that station. He has way past that stage of states, of hal. So therefore, in that like manner, in relation to ilm, in relation to itminan, in relation to iman, they should not remain as hal, but they should become stations. So we have to achieve it, we have to conquer it, and we have to be on it. So when we are on it, then we will be able to, you know, go higher and higher. As these maqamat at the same time, as these stations, maqamat means stations, as these maqamat are also infinite, so therefore a person always increases on his station. Once he achieves it, and then he increases it. There is no limit to the ilm of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no limit of bringing that iman into one's heart. There is no limit of bringing that itminan to one's heart. There is no limit of seeing the mushahidat of the jalal and jamal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, you know, a person when he embarks on his journey, from his bait, from his nafs, then he goes through these three, he goes through these stations. Now, we have to discuss a bit about mushahidat, because we stopped at itminan. See, when a person reaches to the state or to the station of itminan, after that is mushahidat. After that he starts seeing things. However, these two phenomena, which is itminan, tranquility. Itminan means tranquility, peace of mind, peace of heart. This station of itminan, tranquility, and mushahidat, which is spiritual unveiling of the reality, which is seeing things how they really are. So, which is called mushahidat, which is called mukashifat, unveiling of the truth. So these things are interrelated each other, they support each other. When I see something, there is an increase of itminan in my heart. Or when my itminan increases as well, the possibility of seeing something appears as well. So therefore these are haqa'iq, left to us, given to us from Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, from the Qur'an, from Ahlul Bayt, and we have to make use of them. If we don't, then obviously we haven't really fulfilled
to bring out that potential of humanity, that insaniyat that we have inside. So we really have to, you know, go on this path. What Imam Khomeini points out to in one of his letters to his son, apparently, very beautiful. I'll just read that and translate that because it's quite moving. If you recite one salawat for me, please. He says that ma chetor armanahaye tauhidi ra wa armanahaye irfani ra ke anbiya baraye an mabush shode budan wa ma chetor anha ra biyabim wa dar qalb ma warid bishavad wa baad ham dar shuhud ma warid bishavad. He says ma chetor, how can we these hopes and desires that we have. Arma, hai tawhidi. Ma ra'aytu shay'an illa. I haven't seen it. You know, these are really, you know, inspiring statements and khutbat of Amirul Mumineen. You know, where Imam is saying that ridan la qada'i wa tasliman li amri. What does that really mean? In that immense amount of, you know, pain and pressure, but you find Imam to be speaking in this fashion. Ma ma'buda siwak ya qiyas al-mustaghisin. So these are really things that really inspires every human soul. And one wants to achieve that. And it is achievable. Insan have gone that. Were they not ashab of Imam Hussein present? Were they not sacrificed? Were they not sincere to Hussein? And even today we find the same sincere souls to Hussein, that who are ready to sacrifice themselves. So he's saying that how can we achieve that? Armanai tawhidi, armanai irfani. Those desires, those mystical desires that a person has. How can he achieve? For which? Very important. Ki amriya barai on mabushudan. This is the purpose of the very be'asat. This is the very purpose of the prophethood. Prophet have brought Quran, Prophet have brought Ahkam. Yes. Not only that we live in this dunya in harmony, this life is limited. You know, the Ahkam and the Quran is not really for this limited period. It is for something higher. Even the Ahkam that we have, as we mentioned earlier, you know, the gist of it is that to bring that God consciousness in every affair of insan's life. Whether that be a social relationship, whether that be a relationship with God, whether that be a transaction that he is carrying out in the marketplace. So it's to bring that divine presence of divine in the creation by doing tawajjuh, by focusing upon it. Then when it becomes that, then we would be able to understand the beautiful poetry which I always recite. I recited last time as well. It says that as the creation, as you see yourself in the mirror, that is you but not you. In the same manner, the creation is God but not God. So the presence of divine, which is within the creation, if one, it really requires that vision of Tawheed, vision of Irfan, for which the Anbiya and Awliya have been nominated, the Prophet been sent for that very purpose. Unfortunately, we are still giraftar and caught up in carrying out in halal and haram. We have really, you know, lost the spirit of that very prophecy, of prophethood. Sometimes to the extent, okay, fine, we are carrying it out. We are practicing halal and haram, still we are stuck with it. Did I do wuzu properly? I didn't do wuzu properly. The waswas that we have, or the self-pride that we have, for example, in our salat, in our ibadat, in our activity, for instance. Or sometimes regard some of the social activities as something that is not very divine. For instance, speaking to someone, talking to someone, sitting with someone, socializing, for instance. As it happened many a time that the Imam was in itikaf, one incident, the Imam was doing tawaf, After a while doing tawaf, he goes outside and speaks to a person and comes back, assisted him and come back and start from number 4. Because the tawaf, if one leaves the tawaf, one should start from 1. But he starts from 1, the sahabi asked him, how come? He said, I never left tawaf. That very act of me leaving the itikaf, that very act of me leaving the tawaf, was for Lillah, was for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore our social activity could be very divine. So how can we achieve that? And we bring this to our heart. First is something that one should bring this to one's heart. Through continuous practice. مَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. The person who performs taqwa, a person who is muttaqi, a person who is God conscious, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will provide him with an exit. Many a times Allah have provided that exit. We have seen that help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But still we haven't really brought that iman upon it. So by continuous practice and by seeing the reality of that practice into our day-to-day activity, one has to talqeen to the heart. Pronounce it, practice, read it to one's heart. After that is mushahidat, that's what he says. Badham dar shuhud mawarid se beshawat. After this, one should really see these things. Obviously, this bab, this topic of shuhud itself is a very vast topic. There's different types of shuhud, different forms of shuhud. Mushahidat, seeing things. You know. And there is a shuhud basri, you know, one hears something. Zawqi, one tastes the taste of Jannah and desire of Jannah, one tastes that. There is shuhud shami, one smells the sweet breeze of Jannah. And when he smells that, fi ayyam dahrakum nafahat fata'arradu ilayha. There are breeze blowing from the heavens, the hadith says. And when these breeze are blowing, fata'arradu, now go towards them and make use of them. Make full utilization of it. You know, many a times it happens, our heart is broken with the agony, with the suffering of the children of Hussein and Imam Hussein, our heart breaks. That is a breeze from the heavens. And one have to make sure that he uses that opportunity, that moment. He decides and asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for assistance and help. Ask the Imam for help that he put him on the path of Hussein. So there's sometimes there is kashfe shami, you know, one smells that. So there are different forms of it. And it goes to the extent, like we said, one sees it. Now a few examples for our youngsters to be inspired by contemporary scholars. It's not like only the time of the Prophet, you know, or the Ashab of the Prophet. Even today we have scholars like Allama Tabatabai, for instance. It's been mentioned that while he was in Iraq, Najaf, he was studying there. Apparently there was a war between Iraq and Iran, you know, when the Russians were in Iraq, or the British were in Iran, they were fighting with each other. So these staples or the money that used to come to Allama from Tabriz, from the farms that he had, was stopped. He was going through a very difficult situation in relation, economical situation. And while he was sitting in his hujra, in his room, by reading, preparing for his lesson, and he all of a sudden hears a knock at the door. And when he hears this knock, he goes there and opens the door. A man in a very strangely tight turban, he introduces himself as Shah Wali. And he says that, when did it occur? Because while Allama was doing muta'ala, while he was reading, a thought occurred to me, what will happen now? You know, there's a war and all that. You know, what will happen in relation to my future and money and all? Then he goes there, the knock happens. That very instant when he had this thought, He goes there and he reports to the other guy, I'm Shan Ahmad, Shan Wali. And then he says that within this 18 years, when God have left you alone? And he gives Salaam Alaikum and Allama replies Wa Alaikum Salaam and he leaves. And then after which Allama says that whether my hand was still here and the book was in front of me and there was a knock at the door, did I go there and open the door or was he right here? He was confused what was going on. And then later on, you know, while he was walking in the Wadi Salaam, you know, the graveyard of Wadi Salaam, he notices the grave of Shah Wali. And then he says that, oh, this is the very person who introduced me a few days ago, and he says, Shah Wali, and it's been 18 years, we haven't left you alone. When did we leave you alone in 18 years? Then he wipes the grave to read the date, and he realizes that he died 300 years ago. Then he says that why, you know, this person said 18 years. Then he calculates the amount of time he was in Najaf and the amount of time he was in Tabriz when he started his studies, Islamic studies. And then after a while he wore the dress of the soldier of Imam Zaman where he was given the Imama, and then he calculated it was 18 years. So he said, okay. So this is a form of that kashf, that mukashafa, to bring that itminan to his heart, that have trust in Allah. Do not really think about your future. Continue. When you are on this path, as they say, man nami guyam ke karwane bash. وَلِي بِفِكْرِ سُوخْتَنْ اُفْتَادِي مَرْدَانِ وَاشِ. You know, I will not say that, you know, be a moth or, you know, or not. You know, because the moths, they are attracted by the light of the candle and they revolve around it. And eventually they get burnt. You know, they get so much close to that noor, they annihilate themselves in that noor. So when we are attracted towards that noor, be a man. You know, do not be timid, do not be afraid. One should really burn in that love on the path of Hussein. So therefore, what this mukha, this is something called the unveiling of the truth, of the spirituality. That is mushahida, where he literally sees someone carrying out an act, and that becomes a source of itminan, of iman, and to embark, to excel upon this path. And he continues. He says, in masalees ke muhtaj pe riyazat hai. It's not easy. This is an issue if someone who wants to be on this path, on this journey, it requires riyazat. It requires spiritual exercises. Fasting is nothing but a spiritual exercise. Praying is nothing but a spiritual exercise. Controlling oneself, one's anger, all of these things are nothing but spiritual exercises. And there are more to it, obviously, being provided by Ahl-e Bayt alayhi wasalam. Ba'da ta'lim wa ta'allum muhtaj bi tashkiyat. After educating oneself and getting trained, it requires purification, tashkiyah. And that is why the Quran says, وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. You know, that's why I've been sent, that I give you purification, that I purify you. And this purification is obviously not just that one is purified and it's finished. It becomes khalis and khalistar.
تَعْلِيمُ وَحِكْمَةِ حَمْدُوشَ تَسْكِيَةِ تَعْلِيمُ وَحِكْمَةِ وَدُنْبَلَئُوا عَنْ مَسَلَئِسْ تِبَرَائِ نفوس مستعد پیش می آید و این یک تحولی است در نفوس ایجاد می کند که اشیاء را که آنطور که هست می بیند اگر برسد به آن مقام ادراک می کند اللهم ارینی الاشیاء کما هی. So this means that after which it really brings that revolution in man's life, because he has defined a program for him. When there's a program, when you have that program in your
in your computer. And once you install that program, according to that program, you work that project that you have and you finish that project. Because you have installed that program in you. So it really requires by us that we install that program of purification, of being watchful, of, you know, destruction of the self and the nafs. With the help of the Quran, with the help of the ta'alim of Ahlul Bayt, we have to program ourselves. And continuously watch whether this program is working or not. I mean, overall, we are in a program anyways, where there is a majalis of azadari and all that, there is that, you know, in that general sense, we find that. So if that be all the time there with us, every night, we check ourselves out, what have we done, what have we not. Every prayer, we check it out, how is it going or not. That tawbah from the sins that one should commit, fulfillment of the ahkam of Ahlul Bayt one should bring in one's life. Little things, you know, as they say that, people are of the understanding, our Jawadi had mentioned this point, people are of the understanding that the lovers will be guaranteed shafaat in the hereafter. What is shafaat? What is shafaat? And what is the source of shafaat? The source of shafaat is nothing but the rahmaniyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, isn't it? It is another door of the rahmaniyat of Allah is shafaat. So the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam will do shafaat on the day of judgment. So shafaat is, its source is rahmaniyat. What is the source of hidayat? The source of hidayat is nothing but rahmaniyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah wasn't Rahman and Rahim, He wouldn't have sent the Quran. If Allah wasn't Rahman, He wouldn't have sent the prophets. Because Allah is Rahman, He has sent. Because on the day of judgment, you know, when He punish us, He will say, you know, why are you punishing us? Say, no, because you didn't act the way I want you to act. We could say that you didn't send anybody, you didn't send any guide. No, I will still do zulm. That is still I will punish you. That is zulm. That's not being merciful. That's merciless. So hidayat, Quran, Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, is rahmaniyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if we are not utilizing the rahmaniyat of Allah in this dunya, how can we expect that we will utilize the rahmaniyat in the akhirah? So we have to utilize the hidayat of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam and the rahmaniyat which comes from the rahmaniyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and rectify our acts, rectify our amal, correct our amal. And it really, it comes from them. You know, when it comes from them, it makes that change. You know the story of this time of the seventh Imam? It's very famous. Always the ulama tend to recite this, but فَذَكِّرِ النَّفَاتِ الزِّكْرَى. So he says that there was a man who was playing loud music in his house. You know, maybe it was a New Year something or that. Because New Year time, you know, everybody, those who don't want to go to, you know, nightclubs, they go to nightclubs, you know, because it's very loud. Muharram, Safar, no, still. Anyways, so he was playing loud music. And the worker, she came out to throw some garbage. And the seventh Imam was passing by and he inquired that this house belongs to who? Does it belong to a slave or does it belong to a free man? She was saying, what the Imam is saying? He said, it's obviously it belongs to a free man. You know. And after which he says that if it belongs to a free man, this will not be its condition. And then he leaves. And this lady, she goes inside and the Malik and the owner says that, how come it took so long? And he says, you know, the grandson of the Prophet was passing by and I was throwing the garbage, keeping the garbage outside. And then he inquired that, whose this house belongs to, a free man or a slave? And then he said, you know, if it belongs to a free man, it will not be this way. So this man realizes what the Imam is trying to do. And he runs from his house outside towards the Imam. Ar-Rajul al-Jafi or Hafi, he's known as a person, barefoot. He was famous by the name of the barefoot one. Not the bigfoot which is in Canada, no. Not that one. The barefoot. Because he ran outside. When he realizes that one statement, that one hidayat of an imam changed the man's life, he runs towards him. He makes that U-turn. He does that tawbah. And then becomes one of the best companions of the seventh imam. So where does it come from? What really changed him? What changed him was the hidayat of Ahl Bayt. So it really requires that tawassul, that attachment, that relationship with the imams. When we go for ziyarat and when we come back from it, how strengthened we are. How much energy we got in us to go, you know, and fight with the traps of shaitan for an extra mile. As soon as we feel that weakness, we really have to make that connection again. We have to save that energy. You know, that is why, you know, I really recommend our young parents to really take their children and they themselves go for ziyarat to different places. Make it a point that they at least make one trip in a year, a ziyarat trip, where they get the energy, where they get the guidance and the nur from Ahl Bayt alayhi salam. So therefore, one of the things that is very much required on this path of mushahidat, which is the final stage of the journey, is that reliance on God and then that attachment and relationship with Ahl Bayt alayhi salam. And they come to assistance. Whether this assistance be even is during the last hours of one's life, for example, every soul that leaves this dunya, Amirul Mumineen is present there. So if one have the shinaht, if one have the marifat of Amirul Mumineen, he would recognize Amirul Mumineen. If he doesn't have the marifat of Amirul Mumineen, he will not recognize Amirul Mumineen. There isn't a soul leaves this dunya that Amirul Mumineen is not present there. So whether these mushahidat and the helps he sees, maybe we have seen that when a person is old, he says, are you blind, are you not seeing, you know. He says that and he gives salam to that soul. May Allah bless all of our marhumin, especially the mother of Brother Muzaffar and grandmother as well, as there today is the death anniversary of them, and then few days is the mother of her death anniversary. Anyway. So Allah bless all of our marhumin and mashur them with Ahl Bayt alayhi salam. During the last hours they see that. That's a mukashifa. Our fourth imam says in dua of Sayyidah Sajjadiyah, what is death? Death is nothing but a mukashifa of Israel. He just sees Israel, Ruh is gone. Israel is right here, but we are not seeing it. I mean, this malaika is not somewhere there, no. Jibreel is not there. The arwah of Ahl Bayt alayhi salam is not there, it's present here. It really requires that vision. It really requires that sense of feeling their presence. And one would really see them. And also the other tahawulat that one would see. If there be any activity, for example, once again I point out to what we are saying in relation to, the reason I say that, I will mention that in the end, in relation to the religious activities. The namaz of the Awwalima, which is mustahab to recite. First of the month, turaka prayer one should recite. Aligning our activity with the lunar calendar. You know, these are practical things that we have to bring in our life to make it, to feel the presence of Allah. Aligning our activity with the lunar calendar. There is some hikmat, that's why Allah, you know, given that calendar. Now don't tell me there is ikhtilaf of moon there, you know, please. You know, there's a difference in Eid. You know. So aligning that, paying attention to the sha'air, you know, to the religious activities, this will bring about that presence of God. This will, because when this activity is taking place, Shab-e-Qadr, Day of Ashura, there is a revolution in the atmosphere, in the heavens and the earth, in the Mulk and Malakut and Jabarut. So one have to benefit from that. One have to utilize that. And one somewhere or the other utilizes, his daraja, his understanding increases, his itminan increases, his ilm increases, his iman increases. You know, it's all part and parcel. It's all together. So, one last story of Ayatul An-Na'ini I will mention. Ayatul An-Na'ini, who was also Ustad of Allama Tabatabai, a very great Ustad in Fiqh and Usul, in No House of Allah, in the Seminary of Najaf. It's been mentioned that at the end of his life, it was very difficult for him to really continue, becoming very fragile. But however, he continued the night prayers. He continued the night prayers. And the doctors have advised him to rest. So his student, what he had done was that he changed the clock to, instead of being 3:30, he made it 1 o'clock after midnight. So that, you know, now Naini have gone to sleep, let's change it. Because he knew that Naini will wake up and will ask what's the time and bring the water for wuzu and all that. So as we all care of the elderly ones, you know, that's what he did. So Naini woke up exactly at 3:30. And then he asked his student, why didn't you wake me up? It was 3:30, what happened? Then his student points out to Ajara, it's 1 o'clock. He says, who are you fooling? You know, look at the heavens. It's 3:30. So there is a tahawul. There is a change in the whole atmosphere. In the mulk and malakut. You know, when the azadari of Abu Abdullah Hussein alayhi salam is going on, you know, malaike descends from the heaven. Their presence is here. People do see that. Some people don't. Some people feel their presence. The sense of joy, the sense of certainty, the sense of yaqeen, all of these things are assigned, are given to us through the malaika, right? فَالْمُدَبِّرَاتِ amra. Malaika are assigned to take knowledge. Malaika are, angels are assigned to take, you know, yaqeen. Angels are assigned to bring that very leaf that is falling from that tree. For every amr, فَالْمُدَبِّرَاتِ amra. So when our yaqeen is increasing, when our love is increasing for Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, is just increasing. The malaika are carrying this activity out. Their presence is here. They are here. They are bringing that. So therefore, you know, one have to benefit from these activities to be on this path, to be on this journey of self-realization, of realizing that spirit, that ruh that is with us. Achieving these different levels which we discussed and pointed out to, you know, very briefly. You know, just only on the basis of its principle. We didn't really got the chance to go in detail. Because everything requires a quite deep study of them. But the purpose was that we be inspired and take things seriously. Because the manazil of Akhirah is not very easy as such. It is very difficult. When one of the first manzil is that difficult, which is maut, when we feel that something is going to happen to us, we start to shiver and shake. That is the first manzil of akhirah. When that manzil, although we know that we might not die, you know, there is an earthquake or something happens, things will calm down. That manzil is that difficult. Imagine how manazil of the akhirah would be. Of khabar, the fish are of khabar, the barzakh, the qiyamah. So it is not simple as we think. It is not the way we have taken things for granted. So we have to be serious about it and start somewhere. We really need to start somewhere. We have to program our lives. And once we do that, that is the preparation itself for the zuhur of our 12th Imam Hujjat ibn al-Hasan al-Askari. You know, people tend to question, you know, have you seen Imam Zamana, or people see Imam Zamana. I mean, whether we see it or not, when we are on the path of seeing Imam Zamana, when we are on the path of preparation for him, what is really necessary to really see him as such? When we know that he is there, when I am preparing for him, that is the very purpose. Although that is a topic in itself, that ulama have seen them and what not. So what we need to get is that we have to embark, we have to start. And people have gone from this dunya unprepared. Many of them who claim themselves to be the kings, to be the pharaohs and what not. And they have gone. What they have taken from this dunya is important. So what we take from here, and while we take, we see it what we are taking it. And let's do tawassul to Ahl Bayt alayhi salam by the zikr of Musaib, that befell upon the women and children of Hussein, because the zikr of Musibat is one of the fastest vehicles that one could take to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because that is why we find that, you know, ulama give teaching lessons on fiqh and usul and tafsir of Quran. In the end, they do the zikr of masahib of Imam Hussain alayhi salam. It's not a joke. So the zikr of masahib is a battery, is a pushing force towards all of these divine and refined and issues that are of the Akhirah. After the Ahl Bayt were taken captives, which was right after the Shahadat of Imam Hussain alayhi salam, the very 10th night, the early hours of the 11th, and this tradition, this riwayat is recited by Maulana Raza Haider, usually from his minbar, that he says that a person was provided with that vision in his dream, where he sees that there is a caravan and they are taken captives and it's moving towards Sham. And in this caravan, ladies are tied, their shoulders are tied, their hands are tied to each other. In front of them, there are spears which have heads on it. And all of a sudden, this khafela stops. And when this khafela stops, a little girl who seems to be in the age of 3 or 4, very little girl, he runs forward and he sits next to a young lad and start plucking the thorns that was in the feet of this man. And after which, this young lad embraces her and thanks her. And they exchange words. And the words that they exchange is that, "Oh Sakina, I give the condolences of the Shahadat of our father. I wish I could hug you, but it's very unfortunate that my hands are tied." And then the caravan was forced once again and they start moving. There are very few traditions that discusses or points out to the Masahib of Ahl Bayt alayhi salam in relation to their journey from Kufa to Sham. However, there are few. In one of the accounts, it says that Sakina was lost in the wilderness, and she was the apple of the eye of Hussein. She was the light of the eye of Hussein. Hussein have prescribed special commandments in relation to her, to Hazrat Zainab. And that is why we find that Shimr and all of those who were evil, they were aware of the love of Hussein to Sakina. And we find that the Rawi, the reporters, tend to report this the most. Because the zulm that happened on Sakina, the child was the most. There were other children as well. But they targeted Sakina by saying that Hussein loved you the most. So when Sakina was lost, Zainab was looking for her. And finally she found her crying. And then Zainab inquires that, where have you been? What happened? How did you lose us? She says that the caravan went swiftly and fast because they really wanted to reach Sham very quickly. They were forcing the Bani Hashim, the ladies, to run. And if they stop, as the fourth Imam says, that they would poke the spears in the head so that they should run. And why they will stop? The reason that they will stop is that they will cry for their loved ones. And she inquires that what happened, and here Sakina says, my father has taught me a zikr, that if I get lost, I should do this zikr, because Hussein have done that zikr as well. I really wonder, Ali have done that zikr as well on the 19th night, when Ibn Muljim struck that sword upon him. Zainab says, what is that zikr, O little Sakina? She says, it's Ya Zahra, Ya Zahra. Our belief is that Zahra is present in the majalis of Abu Abdullah al-Husayn alayhi salam. This belief is proven by our sixth Imam, when he had a majlis in his house and one of his students doesn't attend the majlis, and the sixth Imam inquires that, how come you were not there? The student says that, you were not present as well as my friends informed me. Here Imam Sadiq says that, how can I dare enter the azadari of Imam Hussein alayhi salam when I saw Zahra sitting at the doorstep where the shoes are? That is why I sat there and nobody noticed me in the majlis. So in the majlis of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, Zahra comes. This is proven, this has been mentioned by Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. So the zikr which was taught by Hussein was Ya Zahra, Ya Zahra. And when they saw Hussein in the bloodbath on the day of Ashura on the ground, nobody dared going near him. Many people, Shimr was yelling, who is there to kill Hussein? Who is there to release him? Khuli, Anas, they all went with the dagger near Hussein on the ground. And when Hussein looked at them, they started shivering and they threw the dagger and they ran away. How can I kill Rasulullah? And then they noticed that Hussein is saying something. Hussein is whispering something. You know what Hussein was saying? Ya Zahra, Ya Zahra, you say. Mother, when you called me while you were in the shroud, I came to you. Mother, this is the time that you come to me. And that is why the voice echoed, oh Shimr, you are blind, that is not Zainab. That is Zahra, who is trying to save the neck of Hussein. And the caravan keep on going towards Sham. And there are ajeeb mu'jiza, strange miracles in relation to the incident of the heads of the Imam Hussein and the Shuhada. In relation to the Noor, in relation to what happened. The Rawi is a very authentic riwayat. It reports that a person was hanging onto the cloth of Kaaba. and saying that my sin, it is impossible to be forgiven, but oh Allah, please forgive me. So there was a person next to him and he inquired that, what are you talking about? Allah will forgive. What happened? He says that I was given the charge to take the heads of the shuhada from Kufa to Sham, and we stopped on our way to Sham in the desert, and many of my friends, they got drunk and they started disrespecting the heads of the shuhada, and I kept on telling them, don't do that. And as they were drunk, all of a sudden there was a storm, and with this storm they all got fainted. I was the only one who was paying attention to what's happening with the heads of shuhada. And all of a sudden I noticed that there was a light from the heaven falling upon the head of Hussein. And in this light I saw the malak. And I also saw a very illuminating face. And behind him there were four illuminating faces. And they descended from the heaven. And they took the head of Hussein. And they kissed it. And these four illuminating bodies who were behind this man, who was Rasulullah, it was Ibrahim, Musa, and the Ulul Azm Prophet, they said, condolences to the Prophet. The body of a shaheed is mutahhar. It is respectful. Even the body, because it has given the shahada. It has passed through the greatest test of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this dunya. That is why their body is pure. It is refined, it is tahir. Even their body is respectful. That is why the malaika descend upon the shrine of Imam Hussein. There is influx of malaika coming and going in order to pay tribute to the body of Hussein. So when we read this riwayat that there was a noor coming from the heaven and in that noor Rasul came, yes, Rasul came to respect the head of Hussein, to respect that body. That is why it has the quality of doing miracle. When a person goes near that body, it gives shifa, it cures that individual. That is why we recite in Ziyarat-e-Waris that your atsad, your bodies are pure. And then after which the caravan continues. And now in the prison of Syria, apparently it's been mentioned that the little girl who was of Hussein, Sakina, she missed her father the most. And once she woke up from her dream crying, because she saw her father in the dream, and she wanted this sight to be there permanently, not realizing that in a moment's time it will be permanent. So, what happens after this, inshallah, is that what happened after this is that the cries of this girl was so painful that the women of Bani Hashim started to cry as well. And when they all started to cry, the cries really disturbed the sleep of Yazid. Now, I just wanted you to picture this because the heads of shuhada were not given in the hands of their loved ones. It was given later on, you know, when they were freed. They only saw the heads of the shuhada on the spears. And this is the first time that the head of the Sayyid al-Shuhada is given to the prisoners. And when the head was brought, it was handed from one hand to the other. And then eventually to Sakina. And when she takes this head, she started to speak to her father, oh father, after you left me, my kurta got burnt. After you left me, they bet me so much. After you left, they snatched my earring. after you left me, they didn't treat it the same way as you said how people treat the orphans. And then while speaking, she goes quiet. And when she goes quiet and restless and motionless, here Zainab says, Sajjad, look at Sakina, speak to Sakina. And here Sajjad shakes the shoulder of Sakina. He says, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And when the soul of Sakina departs towards the heaven, and when the soul of Sakina meets the soul of Zahra, and Zahra says, Oh Sakina, you are only 4. I was 18 and they did so much zulm on me, and I have a broken rib, but oh Sakina, you are so little. The zakhm and the wounds that you have on you is more than me. Masare bhai aaye hai bhai, khatam hone wale nahi. Musibat baad musibat. Ravi ye likhta hai ke jab saron ko neze pe lagaya jata tha aur mukhtalif maqamat se le jaya jata tha, shahron ko sajaya jata tha aur logon se ye kaha jata tha, aao aur hansi udao, aao aur thaliyan maro, aao aur سیٹی اور شور کرو. اور پھر راوی یہ لکھتا ہے, یہ عجیب روایت ہے جو مولانا زیشان بھی اسے پڑھا کرتے تھے اور حیدر رضا بھی اسی کوئی روایت کو پڑھے ہیں. دقیقاً میں نے اس روایت کو نہیں دیکھا لیکن ضرور وہ دیکھے ہوئیں گے. یہ روایت یہ ہے کہ تمام سر شہدا نیزوں پر تھے لیکن ایک ایسا سر تھا جو گھوڑے کی گردن میں بنا ہوا تھا. سر کو گھوڑے کی گردن میں بننا یہ رواج تھا عربوں کا, کوئی نئی چیز نہیں ہے, کیونکہ حبیب ابن مظاہر کا بھی سر گھوڑے کی گردن نہیں میں بانا گیا تھا جب کوفہ میں وارد ہوئے تھے. مگر یہ روایت یہ بتلاتی ہے کہ یہ سر کو نیزے پہ لگایا جاتا تھا, کیونکہ بعض سروں کو پہلے سے ہی گھوڑے کی گردن میں لگا دیتے, لیکن یہ سر کو نیزے پہ لگایا جاتا تھا لیکن یہ سر خود بخود نیزے سے گر جاتا تھا. جب امام وقت سے امام سجاد سے ماجرا پوچھا گیا, اگر عباس کا سر نیزے پہ کیوں ٹکا نہیں رہا, سجاد نے کہا کہ عباس کو بیویوں کا پردوں کا خیال ہے. ملونوں نے عباس کے سر کو گھوڑے کی گردن میں بانا ہے. جب قافلہ لوٹ کے مدینے کی طرف پہنچا, تب ایک بی بی بشیر کے پیچھے چلی جا رہی ہے اور پوچھ رہی ہے, کیا واقعا حسین مر گئے, کیا واقعا حسین کو قتل کیا گیا. یہاں پہ بشیر کہتے جاتے ہیں یہاں قتل کیا گیا. یہاں پر وہ 3 دفعہ پوچھتی ہے بشیر سے, کیا واقعا حسین مر گئے اور قتل کیا گیا. بشیر کہتا ہے ہاں قتل کیے گئے. پھر عباس کہاں تھا. یہاں پر بشیر کہتا ہے کہ عباس کو فرات پہ شہید کیا گیا, اس کے دونوں بازو جدا ہو گئے. یہاں پر ام البنین کہتی ہے شکر اللہ گیا الہ. لا لعنة الله على قوم الظالمين سيعلم الذين ظلموا أي منقلب ينقلبون. يا حسين يا عباس آج currently there's a
banner. عباس کا ہو گیا مرنا ستم, عباس کا کرتے ہیں ماتم حرم, عباس کا ہو گیا مرنا ستم, عباس کا کرتے ہیں ماتم حرم, عباس کا ہو گیا مرنا ستم, عباس کا کرتے ہیں ماتم حرم, عباس کا ہو گیا مرنا ستم, عباس کا رنج سے یہ شبیر کو آئی صدا, رنج سے یہ شبیر کو آئی صدا, جلد کو بدل لیجیے خدا, جلد قبر لیجیے خدا, رنج سے یہ شبیر کو آئی صدا, رنج سے یہ شبیر جواب ہماری صدا جلد قبر لیجیے چاہے خدا جلد قبر لیجیے چاہے خدا آپ کے قدموں پر قدم فدا ہو گئے عباس کے شانِ جدا کرتے ہیں ماتم حرم عباس کا ہو گیا اتنا ستم عباس کا کرتے ہیں ماتم حرم عباس کا ہو گیا مرنا ستم عباس کا غم زدہ زینب سے یہ سینے کہا غم زدہ زینب سے یہ سینے کہا چھوڑ سدھارے ہمیں بھائی کہا چھوڑ سدھارے ہمیں بھائی کہا غم زدہ زینب سے یہ سینے کہا غم زدہ زینب سے سہنے کہا چھوڑ سے تارے ہم بھائی کہا چھوڑ سے تارے ہم بھائی کہا مشک سے دیکھو میں علم رہ گیا اب نہ علمدار نہ لشکر رہا کرتے ہیں ماتم ہر بات کا ہو گیا مرنا ستم عباس کا کرتے ہیں ماتم حرم عباس کا ہو گیا مرنا ستم عباس کرتے تھے رو رو کے یہ حضرت بیان توڑ گئے میری کمر بھائی جان روتی ہے خیمے میں سکینہ وہاں سوتے ہیں آپ زمین پر مر گیا تمہر پدر تیرے جا مر گیا تھا میری کمر تیرے جا مر گیا سچے کروں لاش پر تیرے جا مر گیا لٹ گیا بے کس کا گھر تیرے جا مر گیا قوت بازو میرا کیا ہو گیا زینت پہلو میرا کیا ہو گیا آنکھ سے دل دو میرا کیا ہو گیا کیا ہوا افسوس میرا بدردا ہم تو سنبھالے گا تیرے جوا مر گیا لاش اٹھائے گا تو بھائی پکارے گا کون جوا مر گیا صبر بنائے گا کون جوا مر گیا کیا ہوا سکائے سکینہ کو آ کس نے کیا میرا بڑا گھر تباہ ہوئی بات دلاور کی چاہ اب گئی وہ پیار کی باتیں کہاں سفر میں میرے بابا بھر گیا ہائے میری بے کسی میرے جوا بھر گیا ترس ہوئی زندگی چلتی حد پر چھری جوا بھر گیا توڑو نہ غربت میں میری آس تو دیکھو حسین آیا ہے عباس اٹھو روتا ہے مظلوم بس اب یاد اٹھو اٹھو بس اب گھر کو چلو بھائی جا کر کے رو رو کے یہ حضرت بیا توڑ گئے میری کمر بھائی جا روتی ہے خیمے میں سکینہ وہاں سوتے ہیں عباس زمین پر یہاں ہم تو سارے تیرے جوا بھر گیا لاش اٹھائے گا تیرے جوا بھر گیا بھائی پکارے گا تیرے جوا بھر گیا قبر بنائے گا تیرے جوا بھر گیا کیا ہوا سفائے سکینہ کو آپ کس نے کیا میرا بڑا گھر تباہ کیا ہوئی بات دلاور کی چاہ اب گئی وہ پیار کی باتیں کہاں کہتے تھے رو رو کے حضرت بیان سو گئے میری کمر بھائی جان
یا باش یا باش یا باش یا باش یا باش یا باش
یا باش
یا باش
یا باش
یا باش
یا باش
یا باش
یا باش
یا باش
یا باش
یا باش
یا باش
یا باش
یا باش
جگہ لیجیے جگہ لیجیے کھل کے جگہ لیجیے پلیز یا باش پیچھے بھی لگے
پیچھے
بھی جگہ لے
یا باش
یا باش
یا
باش
یا باش
یا باش
یا باش
یا باش
یا باش
یا باش
یا باش
اے میرے پاسبان
سہنا ہے اور
رسول حق کو آلے
نہیں ملا ہے آلِ رسول حق کو آلِ رسول حق کو آلِ رسول حق کو پانی نہیں ملا ہے یہ شور ہر طرف ہے یہ زیر جا بجا ہے یہ شور ہر طرف ہے یہ زیر جا بجا ہے یہ شور ہر طرف ہے یہ زیر جا بجا ہے میدان کربلا میں ہر میدان کربلا میں ایک تابلا لٹا ہے آلے رسول حق کو آلے رسول حق کو پانی نہیں ملا ہے آلے رسول حق کو آلے رسول حق کو پانی نہیں ملا ہے درگاہ ہے شامیوں کا کوئی نہیں یہ کہتا درگاہ ہے شامیوں کا کوئی نہیں یہ کہتا درگاہ ہے شامیوں کا کوئی نہیں یہ کہتا سید ہے بے وطن ہے ہائے سید ہے بے وطن ہے مہما بے خطا ہے آلے رسول حق کو آلے رسول حق کو پانی نہیں ملا ہے آلے رسول حق کو آلے رسول حق کو پانی نہیں ملا ہے اے گردش زمانہ یہ انقلاب کیسا اے گردش زمانہ یہ انقلاب کیسا اے گردش زمانہ یہ انقلاب کیسا ویران ہے مجید ویران ہے مدینہ آباد کربلا ہے آلے رسول حق کو آلے رسول حق کو پانی نہیں ملا ہے آلے رسول حق کو آلے رسول حق کو پانی نہیں ملا ہے میدان کربلا میں بجتے حشم ایمان ہر میدان کربلا میں بجتے حشم ایمان میدان کربلا میں بجتے حشم ایمان فریاد یا محمد ہر فریاد یا محمد اندھیر ہو رہا ہے آلے رسول حق کو آلے رسول حق کو پانی نہیں ملا ہے
آیا ہے علم اور علم دار نایا 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 دریا تلے حیدر کرار نایا دریا تلے حیدر کرار نایا آیا ہے علم اور علم دار نایا بازو جو کٹے گا تو تمہارا اٹھایا بازو جو کٹے گا تو تمہارا اٹھایا بازو جو کٹے گا تو تمہارا اٹھایا نزدیک کوئی شیر کے اقبال نایا نزدیک کوئی شیر کے اقبال نایا آیا ہے علم اور علم دار نایا آیا ہے علم اور ہر علمدار نایا آیا ہے علمدار نایا غیرت کا تقاضا ہے علمدار کی آتے تقاضا ہے علمدار کی آتے غیرت کا تقاضا ہے علمدار کی آتے افسوس مسلمانوں کو اعتبار نہ آیا افسوس مسلمانوں کو اعتبار نہ آیا آیا ہے علم مار علمدار نہ آیا آیا ہے علم مار علمدار نہ آیا بازو جو کٹے گا چیز اٹھایا بازو جو کٹے گا چیز اٹھایا بازو جو کٹے گا چیز اٹھایا نزدیک کوئی شیر کے ایک بار نہ آیا نزدیک کوئی شیر کا ایک بار نہ آیا
اے علمدار حسین
اے علمدار حسین
میرے بازار حسین
اے علمدار حسین
یار غم خوار حسین
اے علمدار حسین
یار غم خوار حسین
اے علمدار حسین
استاد دیتان دستے علمدار حسین
اے علمدار حسین
خلف شیر خدا یار وفادار حسین
اے علمدار حسین
میر بازار حسین
اے علمدار حسین
جھک کے قوت بازوئے روانے بسرام استقام شکام رام سے گنام باد تو آئی سرور سرکار حسین ابن زہرا وا ویلا
ابن زہرا وا ویلا ابن زہرا وا ویلا ابن زہرا وا ویلا ابن زہرا وا ویلا ابن زہرا لا یا تاری البشارا لا یا زہرا وا ویلا ابن زہرا لا ابن زہرا وا ویلا ابن زہرا لا وا ویلا وا ویلا
پلیز ریسائٹ سورہ فاتحہ لارواح المؤمنین والمؤمنات بالخصوص بدر النساء بیگم حاجرہ بیگم and those shuhada who died in the procession of Karachi, and also the arwa of the ulama, specifically Imam Khomeini, Ayatollah Tabatabai, Qazi Tabatabai, Ayatollah Saadat Parwar, Ayatollah Naini, and also Ayatollah Muhammad Mahmood Tahriri, Al-Fatiha. Bismillah. توجہ زیارت السلام علیکم یا رسول اللہ السلام علیکم یا نبی اللہ السلام علیکم یا خیر خلق اللہ وخاتم النبیین السلام علیکم یا امیر المومنین علی ابن ابی طالب السلام علیکم یا فاطمۃ الزہرا سیدۃ نساء العالمین السلام علیکم یا حسن مشتبہ let's do all together السلام علی الحسین وعلى علي ابن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين one more time including all of our marhumin and also نيابة عن إمام زمان السلام على الحسين
وعلى علي ابن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين بالخصوص سيدي ومولاي أبو الفضل العباس ابن أمير المؤمنين. السلام عليك يا زينب كبرى وأم كلثوم وأزا السكينة ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام عليك يا غريب الغرباء يا علي بن موسى الرضا، كن شفيئنا وشفي والدينا في يوم الجزاء. السلام عليك يا أختك المعصومة، اشفعي لنا في الجنة ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام عليك يا صاحب الزمان، السلام عليك يا إمام الإنس والجان، عجل الله لك فرج وجعلنا من أعوانك وأنصارك والمستشهدين بين يديك ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Brothers and sisters, keep in mind that Sunday school resumes its operation tomorrow at 10:30. So regular time, 10:30, Sunday school starts tomorrow.